Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WIBA and Ask the Experts hanging out this morning with our computer expert from Troll Bites, Mr. John Rivas. John, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We've got to talk about, I know it's a little early for spring cleaning, and we'll probably talk spring cleaning around spring cleaning time, but we're going to talk about cleaning, both physically cleaning computers as well as the software, the cleaning up things on your computer just to make it run better. Those type of things. We'll be talking about that stuff with John this morning. If you haven't been to the website yet, trollbytes.com. What's wrong with you? You need to get over there. Trollbytes.com. That's troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. You can learn more about Troll Bites, different services that they offer, all on the website. Their telephone number is 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. And of course, located right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb, right on the Trollway. I remember, John, the first laptop I had, and when I bought it, I also had bought a little kit that was an add-on from the big box store, which included a microfiber cloth and some special cleaning solution for the screen. And I remember being very careful and very diligent about how I used both. I would spray the spray on that little cloth, and I'd really gently wipe the screen clean, and I did all that stuff. And then I think of now of like what I do. I just grab any kind of random anything laying around and just kind of scrub on my computer screen, think nothing of it. But when like laptops, and you first start having them, very cautious about how to clean them properly. When it comes to that type of stuff, is there a right way and is there a wrong way to actually physically clean like LCD and computer screens?
Yeah, there is a wrong way, but you gotta really try hard to do it the wrong way. Pretty much any known screen cleaner, or not screen cleaner, glass cleaner is gonna work just fine on your computer screen, whether it's a desktop monitor or your touchscreen laptop, even your cell phone. Windex is the one that everyone thinks of, but any of those, you know, Windex types of cleaner, stuff like that, just spray a little bit on a paper towel and then wipe the screen down, and you'll be perfectly fine with that. If you're feeling particularly crazy, spray it right on the screen and then wipe it down really quick. But either way is going to be fine. What you want to avoid is getting so much liquid on the screen that it actually runs to the bottom of the screen and then into the plastic bezel. Mm-hmm. And that's where some of the electronics are hidden down there. So if it does that, you might have some problems. So just be wary of that and clean from the bottom up, and then you'll be fine.
And that's in, I think that's, and I don't know if they've gotten better about designing them or if that was just like the paranoia, but it seems like some of those early screens, you were always very worried of like even not just the liquid getting inside there, but like applying too much pressure, you were going to rupture one of those little tiny LCD lights in there, and or whatever you want to call them inside of that thing. Are modern monitors a little more sturdy as well, a little less fragile?
I don't know if they're that much fragile, but I think the early hype around cleaning some of these things was, you know, like you had described, you got to have a special cloth and a special cleaner and all this stuff, which was probably more marketing than anything else. But if you just, you know, are just a tiny bit cautious, you'll be fine.
What about keyboards? And specifically, we'll talk about desktop keyboards in just a moment. But first off, with laptops, is there a proper way to clean those?
A vacuum works great with like a bristle brush. That does a very good job. A lot of times we'll just simply flip the laptop over so the keyboard is facing down, and then just kind of gently tap the backside of the laptop, and you'll get a lot of crumbs and stuff out of it that way. I think at one point I called it the keyboard / serving tray. So sometimes there's quite a bit of stuff in the keyboard, and just turning it over and tapping it, and then using some sort of vacuum with a bristle brush on it. If you do have a loose key, though, you want to not use the vacuum on it, because then the key is going to be gone. So even an old paintbrush, if you have that laying around, just gently go over the keys and just brush as much stuff away as you can.
I feel like computer manufacturers don't get enough credit for keyboards, because you think about like how much, you know, your space bar or like the letter S, how many times, thousands of times that thing gets pressed, oftentimes with a reckless abandon. And the things actually hold up pretty darn good. And then we talk about some of the buffet you talk about that ends up in there, because the idea that they function for more than a week without some type of service is pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't really think about that, but the keyboard takes a lot of abuse, so to speak, just from normal everyday use. And then anything else, from cats sleeping on it to, you know, falling on the floor, who knows what happens to them. But I guess they are pretty sturdy when you think about how much action they get.
Pretty amazing stuff. As we talked this morning with John Rivest, our computer expert from Trollbytes, just a couple of samples there. We're going to get into more physical cleaning of computers inside, outside. And we're also going to talk about cleaning up your software. We'll get the details from John. We'll do that coming up at 8:30. In the meantime, if you haven't been to the website, trollbytes.com, that's trollbytes.com. Head on over. You can learn more about Trollbytes. You can also book time right online or pick a phone, give them a call, 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. The best thing to do, stop on in. They'd love to see you right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. John, we'll talk again in 30 minutes. Until then, you take care, my friend.
Yep, more coffee.
Yes, Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA. WIBA, you know what that beautiful music means. It means we are joined by the father and son duo at Trollbytes, John and Sam. John, welcome back to the program. Sam, great to have you on board with us.
Good to be back, Sean. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing really well. It's great to talk with you. And before we start talking computer cleaning, and we're going to get into some of the ways to also clean up some of the junk on the inside of your computer, real quick, you and I were talking before the show. You were like me. You went into the Goodfeet store, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So this Saturday, I had to run some errands, and I figured, you know what? I heard Sean talking about the Goodfeet store every once in a while. I figured I should just stop by and see what they're all about. And as soon as I walked in, I was greeted very warmly and professionally. And a very lovely lady by the name of Crystal, she sat me down, had me fill out a questionnaire about, you know, what I'm having issues with in my feet. And she was super nice, non-judging, and very professional about the whole ordeal. And I walked away with new shoes and all of the support that I could possibly need.
Nice. That is great to hear. Yeah, it's a really good experience. And it's also, I think it's high praise coming from you, Sam, because you're somebody that works, you know, you work at the shop and you're interacting with folks all day, and you understand the importance of, you know, you mentioned the terms, like, you know, like non-judgmental and, you know, of course, having a great interaction. It's great to hear. And let's talk, and John, also welcome back to the show. Great to talk with you this morning.
Yep, thank you.
It's good to making sure, too, we're all connected up good and sound, and good to hear from both of you. And Sam, I don't know if you caught our earlier conversation, but we were talking about physically cleaning a computer, and we just kind of scratched the surface on this. I know you oftentimes, when people bring in their computer as part of whether it's an issue itself or just as part of routine maintenance, getting a good physical cleaning of your, especially laptop, but desktops as well, get grungy. Doing that cleaning, that's an important part of prolonging the usefulness of your computer, isn't it?
Yes. The main thing that you want to be careful of when it comes to what dirtiness can do to affect the overall performance of your computer is the amount of dust and like debris that's on the inside of your machine. I've seen this before with laptops and desktops alike, where the inside is so dirty, the computer simply cannot properly ventilate all that hot air that it produces, and it gets trapped, and then the computer begins to overheat, and thankfully, with newer computers nowadays, they shut down when the heat sensors come on. So what you want to do is We have an air compressor here that we can use, but a lot of stores sell what are tiny little tiny cans of compressed air. And all you need to do is to stick the nozzle into, like if you have a laptop, you want to stick the nozzle into the fan vent and just give it a good liberal amount of spraying, because you want to make sure that you get all that dust and grime and debris out of that fan so the computer can breathe again.
It's interesting, too, Sam, is we talk oftentimes, we think of like, you know, our cars and this like routine maintenance with our vehicles and, you know, really how important that is. You look at, you know, the cost of, let's say you bought a new laptop. People sometimes, especially if you got like a higher end one, people are spending $1,000, if not thousands of dollars on these things. Getting it in once in a while just to have it checked over, just to have it cleaned up, that can really, really pay dividends when it comes to not just longevity, but also you mentioned things like shutting down and other issues. It can actually very much so affect the performance and the overall, again, longevity of your computer.
Yes, because if a computer can't breathe, I mean, it's kind of like the same, like, you know, if you're doing, if, you know, you as a human are doing strenuous tasks, and if you're in a position where you can't breathe right, then you're not going to be performing the best because your body's not getting the air that it needs. Your computer is basically the exact same thing. If it's not getting, if it's not being filtered correctly, then it's not going to perform as well as it can.
I'm not as familiar with strenuous tasks as some, but I've heard. And John, on the business side of this, and you know, we think of obviously desktop computers, laptop computers, but even things like mainframes, and I guess we don't use mainframes anymore, but like servers, we were talking the other week about server rooms and stuff like that. Keeping those areas clean and those machines physically clean and free of dust and debris really does a lot as well for performance, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, a lot of server rooms, you know, quote unquote server rooms will have proper air conditioning and ventilation. So that helps a lot, too, just keeping the room cleaner. But inevitably, you know, people are in and out of the room, depending on if it's a multi-purpose room. And then, you know, that introduces some dust into the air, and that can potentially get, you know, sucked into the cooling fans and all that stuff too. So even if it is in a dedicated room, there is some concern that over time that does build up. So we just have to take a peek at it. It's not as often in an environment like that, but a lot of servers are not in dedicated rooms and they're just stuffed in a corner somewhere and sucking in the same air that every other computer is. So then those are susceptible to getting a lot more dirty. So there is much more of a concern there because the servers are usually 24/7 devices. You rarely turn them off. So they don't ever kind of sit there and idle, and that just builds up over time. So, a physical inspection and a manual cleanup usually happens, you know, once a year or something like that. So we just take a peek and make sure everything looks okay on the inside. In a server environment, though, we disturb very little things. You take a peek, and if it looks good, we're, you know, close up the cover again, because that is such a higher end device, and typically you want to be hands off as much as possible with that.
Really important there. And I know we've had, John, in the past, we've talked with some of the, you know, I think a lot of times people think, oh, if we have troll bites on board, we're thinking of like big offices and those kind of things. I know, you know, small, sometimes some of the businesses, one or two employees you guys are working with, and some of them are in conditions that are a little grimy. I know one of the places you guys do work with is a place that does vehicle maintenance. And you talk about a situation, you know, if you're doing oil changes or changing tires, there's going to be gunk and grime all over the place. Keeping those, you know, those computers, and everything's computerized these days, keeping all that stuff up and working is important as well, isn't it?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yep, that is very true. We do that type of support. We also work with a couple of construction companies, and the computers on the job sites and the job trailers, they come back just, you know, after 6 months, they are just filthy. Like, you can't believe. And, you know, I look at these things and I'm amazed at how durable they are because it's still working.
Yeah.
But periodic cleanups is 100% absolute in those types of environments, just to stay within budget and make sure, you know, you're getting the best out of your electronic devices and not replacing them every 6 months, because that adds a little bit to the budget.
Just a bit. Talking this morning with John and Sam, our computer experts from Troll Bytes. If you've got a question, we've got a phone line open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310, and get you on the air with John and Sam, our computer experts from Troll Bytes. Learn more online, their website, trollbytes.com. That's Troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. Their telephone number, 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. Or stop on in, say hello. They'd love to see you right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. And we think about the durability of computers, and we think of like a laptop, for example. You know, if you're tossing it in and out of a backpack or even just lugging it around the house, it can be damaged. And you know, it's just being handled can be quite rough. Business class laptops, and there's a couple of places, obviously, I want to go with this, one of which is, of course, for the business side, they are a must. But for the home user as well, having a, you know, you'll see like big box store will be offering, you know, a certain laptop, and you look at the specs and look at the price, go, oh, that thing's going to be great. The thing is, some corners are being cut, so to say, maybe some lesser hardware being used, but also the overall build isn't quite as good in those, is it, Sam?
Yeah, because There's a couple of different types of business class laptops out there. There are the really nice, somewhat expensive ones, mm-hmm. and there are also the ones with promises of being cheaper with good hardware, but there's also a good reason why it's cheaper, and you have to look for that. With a lot of business class laptops, you look at, it has a nice CPU in it. It has like an up-to-date CPU. It has like 8 to 16 gigabytes of RAM in it, and it would also have something like 1 terabyte of storage on it. And you would look at it and think, wow, this is great, and this actually isn't that expensive either. I'm going to buy this laptop. Well, the main reason why it's so cheap is for a couple of reasons. And like you said, Sean, the build quality could be bad. It could be made out of a cheaper type of plastic where it's a lot more flexible and easier to bend, which makes it susceptible to fall damage, and it's more likely, you know, to crack and break. And the second thing is that with the 1 terabyte of storage that I mentioned, they would most likely put the cheapest type of hard drive in there in order to help bring the laptop cost down. And having a terabyte's worth of storage is fine, and that's awesome if you need space. But the problem is that a lot of computers now, a lot of operating systems nowadays, like Windows 10 and 11, and this even goes I can't really say for Mac products because they've basically moved on from hard drives. But you have to be careful not to get a hard drive because operating systems nowadays require what's called a solid state drive, because they can process data at the speed of electricity instead of at the speed of a spinning disk like hard drives do. So long story short, if you get a hard drive, you're going to be experiencing hangups and slowdowns because the drive simply can't keep up with the demand. If you get a solid state drive, you'll notice that your computer is going to be very snappy, even if you just need it for basic tasks, from turning it on to running your business off of it.
It's pretty amazing what those do. And we talked to Sam about business class laptops and quality machines. For people that are looking for a really good computer, a good laptop, or a good desktop, we can specifically focus, I guess, on laptops right now. We're talking this morning about just physically durable machines. The laptops you carry at Troll Bytes, they are refurbished. They are fantastic laptops, business class, which means they're sturdy. They've got the solid state drive. So they're pretty amazing, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they certainly are. And I'm not just saying that because I have to sell it. So the laptops that we have here are a mix of brands. We have HP, Dell, Lenovo. We have a mix of brands here because we don't necessarily care about what kind of brand it is. Mm-hmm. We care about the build of the computer and what kind of hardware it has. The builds that our machines have are a mix of metal and plastic, but everything that we have here is of a higher quality build, so that way I mean, I don't recommend throwing it down the flight of stairs to test it, but these can handle some bumps and some these can handle bumps and bruises perfectly fine. And we make sure that while these systems are not new, they are used computers. We make sure that these machines are meant to handle every like day-to-day office work, basically data processing, emails, online. Everything that these machines need to do for like a regular office environment, we make sure that they will be able to handle it with a literal snap of your fingers.
That is amazing, and they are great computers. Check them out. Stop on in, Sam and John, everyone at Troll Bites. Love to see you right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Horeb. Of course, the website trollbites.com. That's troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. And their telephone number, 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. And again, even better, stop on in right at 895 Springdale Street. Check out what they have for sale there if you're looking for something different. Of course, they can help you track that down as well. And if you've got a computer issue, you can either bring it in or, of course, they do remote service on the from the website trollbites.com. Learn more all there online. Speaking of the computer running quickly and, of course, the great computers you get at Troll Bites, a lot of times, too, when you buy a computer at the big box place or whatever, it is full of bloatware. We're going to talk about ways to clean up your system, the software on it to make it run faster. We will do that. We'll talk a little bit more too about some of the business applications with John, and of course Sam will tell us a little bit more about laptops, computers, and those type of things, personal computers as well, when it comes to making those run faster. We will do all of that next as Ask the Experts with Troll Bites continues right here on 1310 WIBA. One 1310 WIBA and Ask the Experts, hanging out with our computer experts from Troll Bites. We've got John, we've got Sam. Of course, we've got an opportunity for you as well. If you've got a question, get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website, trollbites.com. That's troll, B-Y-T-E-S.com. You can learn more about Troll Bites on their website. Also, of course, best thing to do, stop on in. They'd love to see you, 895 Springdale Street. That's right on the Trollway in beautiful Mount Horeb. And they're telephone number 608-437-5590. That's 437-5590. We've been talking a lot about physically cleaning your computer, and there's a couple little areas too that I do want to ask about, and this is true for any type, and I'll put this one to you, Sam, is proper ventilation. Is you see a lot of times, I just remember back in the day, especially with desktops, people would buy, you know, they'd go to like Walmart or IKEA and they'd buy these, you know, these flat pack desks that they put together, and then they'd squeeze their tower computer in this little area that does it, just got the front side open, no holes or anything in the back or no ventilation in the back, and they'd stick them in there, and all of a sudden they'd have their computer would be shutting down or it would stop working and they'd melt something internally. Ventilation is important with this stuff, isn't it, Sam?
Yes, it certainly is, and I know exactly what cabinets are you're talking about because I've seen plenty of them out on service calls.
Yes.
So the computer needs room to breathe because how these machines work is that it has the fans do two different things. The fans are supposed to be sucking in the cool air, well, the cooler air from outside of the computer, while at the same time simultaneously pushing the hot air that all the hardware on the inside creates out of the machine. So that's the filtering process that it has to help keeping it from getting too cold, but from getting it, you know, too hot. If you stick the computer into an enclosed space like that, the machine doesn't have any room to suck in any of the outside cooler air, and all of that heat will just begin to build up, and it can do that very quickly depending on how cramped it is in there. And it doesn't have to be in a completely enclosed space. You could have the the computer opened up like to an area, but if you have the fan slots blocked off, then that basically does the exact same thing.
Do those things, Sam, work? I know with laptops, if you're actually using them, I think they've gotten better with engineering, but I remember like maybe a decade ago, especially, you'd hear a lot of stories of people being burned or like the computer burning up because they'd be setting their, you know, they'd put a blanket or a pillow over their lap and they'd set their computer on it and the airflow connects to USB and you set your laptop on those when you set it on your lap. Do those things help at all?
Yes. At the very least, they can help raise the computer out to get a little bit more ventilation going on under there. At best, depending on how many fans there are, if it's one gigantic fan or like five little mini fans under it, what that does is that will blow air up on top onto the bottom of the computer, which will definitely help keep things cool. Because I mean, we have something's going on in my throat today. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
One here at the shop that's actually that's an older model, and it still works perfectly fine. Because if I have to use that to help test laptops that are overheating too quickly, this thing can help keep it cool and allow me to run the tests that I need. So even the older models still work pretty good. So the newer ones should work great.
Really very good stuff this morning, talking with John and Sam, our computer experts from Troll Bytes. So I got a couple of minutes, got a question, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And John, one of the things we were talking earlier about physically cleaning keyboards, mice these days, not so bad, especially if you got an optical mouse. I remember back in the day I use trackballs because they're preferred, but even the old mice, they used to have that little ball inside. Oh my gosh, those things used to get just filthy.
Yeah, and not only the ball on the bottom, but the little roller wheels on the inside of the mouse. That's where all of the, I don't even know how to describe that oily substance that would build up, kind of like earwax more than anything else. But there was many days.
Right now, I apologize.
Yeah, many times where we'd be scraping that off in somebody's office because their mouse wasn't working or something like that. It's kind of gross memory to bring back. Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
Hey, you know, just doing my part. And
that's definitely the low side of IT.
Yes, just in there with a Q-tip and some rubbing. They do good. Thank goodness. Yeah, the optical ones are with the little red light on the bottom. For folks who are wondering, those ones not as dirty. Although the top half of them with the scroll wheel and the buttons, those can use a little bit of a wipe down from time to time, can't they?
Yeah, those can get a little filthy too. But a lot of the times by the time that happens, it's time to replace the mouse.
Yes, they're affordable. We didn't get a chance, and unfortunately, we're tight on time. But we're going to have to talk about cleaning up software and other issues. Well, maybe we'll do that next week. Or, of course, if you've got a computer that's running slow, or if your computer's dirty or you just haven't had it cleaned up for a while, you want it done right, get it into Troll Bytes. They'd love to help you out again. Right at 895 Springdale Street in beautiful Mount Hoar. Up the website, trollbytes.com. That's troll, BYTES.com. And their telephone number, 608-437-5500. 590. That's 437-5590. John, Sam, it's always great chatting with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
You too.
Later, thanks, Sean.
Dan O'Donnell has a chance to win $1,000 next year on 1310 WIBA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.